your family.
Atlantis?
Yeah, that one. So we went to Atlantis, and we had been there, and my husband was at the office, and he started saying, hey, they're talking at the court about COVID, and this is getting really serious. In the Bahamas, nobody cared about COVID. There was just, like, no signs of it. And he said, you need to start figuring out how you're going to get home because things are getting really serious here. And so they started talking about it at the hotel, and the hotel guy was telling us, we're losing all our reservations. All of a sudden, from one day to the next, they were canceling 60% occupancy. Then by the next day, it was 40% occupancy. And then I got a text from American Airlines, and it said, we've diverted your flight to some California Air Force base. Okay. And my daughter says, Mom, they're not going to keep us there, are you? You're a lawyer. You can get us out of this. And I'm like, I don't know, Bella. I don't know what's going on, but we need to get on a flight. Well, obviously, I'm a weta. And I was burned to a crisp from the beach. And she was, too. And so
thought you had COVID.
We're on the flight, and we're popping Tylenol to make sure we don't have a fever when we land so that they don't keep us, because that was one of the symptoms, right? And so luckily in the Bahamas...
Well, they would do the temperature check.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You pre-clear immigration in the Bahamas, in Nassau. So when you land in the United States, you land at a domestic gate. So luckily we were one of the very last flights before they shut down air travel. We came in on March the 18th of 2020. And we were very lucky to come back, but that was pretty much the end of it. We shut our own office down on March the 23rd, send our staff home. And the world as we knew it literally was over and has not returned to normal. So we've all had to get adjusted, and that's pretty much the timeline. How many of you are still working remotely? The Puerto Rico guys want to say, I wish I was working remotely. I wish too. And so how things have changed. I think what we learned from that, number one, is that we can work remotely because we used to think that it was impossible to work from home. And we all felt like we needed to be in the office on top of it, you know, with our clients face to face. But we had to adjust, and we had to adjust our system.
If I had to be in the office now by like 9 o'clock, I'd revolt, I'd quit, and I own the company.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think a lot of us had to readjust our systems, readjust technology, get used to doing things in a different way. Especially, I mean, I think for the younger lawyers, it was much easier because you all already knew how to deal with, you know. How to deal with computers. And I mean, it's not like I'm that old that I don't know how to deal with a computer, but certainly.
You're not Javier level.
I'm not, and he's younger than I am, but it's just a different world. I didn't know how to deal with Google Hangouts or Microsoft Teams. It's not that I didn't know how to do it. I can follow instructions. I just wasn't comfortable, and that wasn't my level of operation. I still don't like WebEx. I don't like doing my court hearings with WebEx. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. I feel like I don't have that level of privacy either with my client or with the court. I like to be able to look at an immigration judge in the eye and make contact. I like the human interaction. I like the judge to feel the energy of my client when he's testifying and be able to see them. I just don't think that you can make a credibility finding with a screen. And so that part of you know, the virtual world that we've turned in has really taken away from the kind of work that we do.
Yeah, I think to tie it into what we were talking about yesterday about evidence and witnesses and presenting your case, doing all those things like, you know, getting to the judge, making them cry, putting your best witnesses on, it's that much harder when it's through Zoom.
And so we've had to learn, you know, about sharing technology. Everybody has to have a printer at home. You know, everybody's got to have a scanner at home. We've had to up your game in terms of bandwidth and Wi-Fi. I can tell you that my husband and I, we have our office together, and our daughter was at school. She was doing school from home for a year and a half. And immediately she said, there is not enough bandwidth in this house for the three of us. You two need to figure something out. Either you need to go to the office, or you need to do something. And we did. We spent most of COVID in the office because it was just him and I. And our office was right down the street from our house. So him and I really did spend most of COVID in the office, even though there was nobody else there but us, because we were quarantining together. So it made sense for us to be in the office, you know, with our computers and all that. But there was nobody else there. And so that, you know, our daughter could have all the bandwidth she wanted, because she was literally, she was on Zoom every single day doing her work. Let's see. So how do you improve your experience? And this, I really want to open this up to you all sharing your experiences. So if somebody could just tell me, what are some of the things that you all did in your offices that you felt helped you in the virtual world?